Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. Tell me, quick question. How do you arrange, or how do you manage to keep your balls in the air? I mean, of course, keep your balls in the air without them crashing to earth and smashing to smithereens in the way that a little ball that you'd put on the Christmas tree would smash if you dropped it on a ceramic floor or something. Yeah, how do you do it? I mean, I'm thinking of all the different balls I have in the air for today. And do you keep a list? Do you write down all the things you have to do on one list and carry that around with you during the day and take them off with a highlighting pen? Or do you have a different technique? Do you go around repeating to yourself a little mantra of, I've got 12 things to do, and then try to remember them all one after the other? Or maybe you have a third way. Maybe you tell somebody else, I have 9 things to do today, and ask them to look after reminding you continuously during the day that you've got 8 more to do. How do you do it? How do you make sure? Or do you just trust the universe that that they won't fall, and if they do fall and they smash to smithereens, you're very, very good at recovering from the disappointment of smashed balls? Yeah, how do you do it? Please share with us your tips, because when I think of the fact that I have to leave here in a few minutes and drive across the city of Cork to go to a shop who will hopefully take a load of audios off my iPhone, and then I have to go and do 3 bits of writing, and then I have to go and drive to Kinsale, and I have to try to not forget on the road to Kinsale to record an audio for Time to Remember at 12 o'clock, maybe even better, 12 minutes past 12 on the 12th day of the 12th year. And then I've got to remember to say the right things in a conversation when I'm meeting somebody I haven't met before. And so on, and all the other balls. And I'm not outsourcing my balls to you, but how do you handle it? That's what I'd love to hear. You know, the in the run up to Christmas, you know, that immovable feast, that is Christmas. How do you handle the list of things you have to do without? Well, here I've overworked the balls. Picked the balls analogy. My daughter had a balls up this morning. She sat on top of a wicker basket and crushed it and came downstairs in a little bit of distress. Anyway, look, things that are broken can be mended or else done without. It's a very, very dull grey day out there. There isn't a whiff of wind. That bird is absolutely, well, not quite still in the sky, but it's barely moving. And droplets of water hanging from little branches of the hawthorn bush. Yeah, dull, dull light. There we are. Somebody told me that a good landscape photographer can get a picture in any light. This one looks fairly challenging. Okay, I'm off to do the juggling act. That's it, I'm a juggler. You're a juggler. That's it. The sound of Irish radio. Bye-bye. Good luck today. Let me know how you do, please. I could do with a few more techniques.